Lost in all this linguistic distortion of Freedom Acts and Patriot Acts and who can take data from whom is the fact that one federal agency has as its mission, in some sense, the domestic surveillance of U.S. citizens in the pursuit of traditional law enforcement, if not national security, the FBI. And one indication that the FBI takes its mission seriously is an AP report that says the FBI is using small aircraft to collect video footage and cell phone metadata in over 30 cities in the United States. The AP says low-flying Cessna planes are registered to subcontractors, which the AP traced back to the Justice Department, and the AP says the information the planes are collecting and on who is not publicly known, although FBI spokesperson Chris Allen said the Bureau's aviation program is not secret. Former FBI Special Agent Michael German joins us. He's a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
What's the FBI's mission authorization to do domestic surveillance? And then talk about these suspicious aircraft for a moment.
So the authorization is a little opaque. You might remember that during the investigation of the 9/11 attacks, there was a lot of talk about whether we should go away from the FBI doing counterterrorism and create a new domestic intelligence agency. And in the end, they decided that that wasn't a good idea, that the FBI knew the law, could do it as long as they improved their techniques. But instead, the FBI took it upon itself that, oh, no, we are going to turn ourselves into a domestic intelligence agency and actually create one out of the FBI. And I think that's where you see a lot of the expansions and reinterpretations of existing authorities into something that is far beyond reason. And certainly your earlier segment on the Patriot Act was an example of that, and this is just one other.
So is the FBI taking the Patriot Act as authorization to fly Cessnas over U.S. cities, or do they say, we have our own authorization?
So there have been surveillance aircraft for a long time, and the Supreme Court many years ago said, as long as you're above 400 feet, pilots can see what pilots can see, and there's no expectation of privacy. The difference is what we know the technology that's available to the FBI now that they can put in and that they otherwise use these ISMI catchers, these cell phone replicators. They collect cell phone information.
We know which they can, in fact, Velcro all over cities and take that data whether they're in a plane or not.
Exactly. And we know that the U.S. Marshal Service, for example, has used them in airplanes so that they can get above a city and collect that kind of information. We also know that the types of optics that are available now, can actually read license plates from many hundreds of feet above the ground, can, you know, identify faces, those kinds of visibility much broader than what the human eye could bring in. So I think, again, your previous example with the Patriot Act, it's a lack of trust. You know, because the FBI has and the intelligence community writ large have hidden what they're doing and expanded their collection so broadly, particularly their expansion of intelligence about Americans who are not suspect of any wrongdoing, I think has eroded the trust that Americans have in the FBI.
So the FBI gets basted with the same brush. Do you think the FBI's mission needs to be re-examined now that we have this Freedom Act before we go?
Absolutely. In 2008, right as the Bush administration was walking out the door, they changed the rules for the FBI under the Attorney General guidelines, and that's what created the DIOG, the Domestic Investigations and Operations Guide, and that authorizes intrusive investigation of people where there's no suspicion of wrongdoing at all. So I think it is well past time for Congress to take a much closer look at what the FBI has been doing with these authorities.
So that's an interesting takeaway, Michael. If you're not worried about the NSA today, maybe you should be worried about the FBI. Michael German is a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice and a former FBI special agent. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
The Takeaway is supported by Citrix, creator of GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses in face-to-face online meetings from any device, featuring a personalized meeting room for a custom look. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com.